The legislature's education bill basically takes the same one-time per pupil and cost factor increases that schools received outside of the regular funding formula for this year and makes those increases part of the permanent formula for next year. There's some new money for special education and pupil transportation, but Petersburg Superintendent Gary Jacobson says overall the district will receive less than $100,000 over this year's funding level. That's a net increase of about 2%.
The only good thing that I can say about it right at this point in time is that it will be in legislation now and statute, and we won't have to worry about them screwing around with it.
The numbers are confusing. A state spreadsheet actually shows Petersburg receiving nearly $1 million more under the state's new formula for next year. What it doesn't show, according to both local and state officials, is the fact that the state is zeroing out the one-time funding boost the schools got this year. In some districts like Petersburg, the problem is compounded by declining enrollment. Fewer students means less money. For Petersburg, the current funding estimates are based on a student count of 548 kids, 12 fewer than last year. Jacobson says Petersburg's actually expecting there will be even fewer students than that throughout the district.
Unfortunately, the number of students is that we're going to lose is K-12, and so therefore there's no way to cut any staff because we don't have any great loss in any one area. You know, so it's over the whole system. So therefore, the way that you save money is to cut staff. And unfortunately, we can't cut any staff. In fact, we have to add staff in the high school because of some things that the board wants to do.
Statewide, the measure includes a total increase of about $47 million for Alaska schools next year. $5 million is for pupil transportation costs, and the other $42 million is for intensive needs students. For each intensive student a school has, they currently receive five times the normal per-student amount. The measure bumps it up to nine times for next year, and Jacobson says that's still not enough for intensive needs students who require their own individual aides throughout the school day.
It costs us more than nine times to educate a special intensive needs kid. And so therefore, we were taking stuff out of our general fund to support those kids anyway.
Jacobson says most Alaska schools are in the same boat. Costs continue to rise, and the state's not providing enough money to cover those costs. While the education bill means a relatively small bump or possibly even a wash for Petersburg next year, depending on enrollment, it does provide some forward funding increases several years into the future. That includes more increases for regular per pupil funding and more boosts in special education money through 2011. There are also more increases in the factors that are aimed at paying the higher costs of rural or remote schools. For Petersburg, it all adds up to a total increase of about $1.2 million over the next 5 years, but it's not $1 million next year. Overall, Jacobson says it's a good thing that schools can now count on a certain amount of funding in the future, but he says it's still not enough to meet rising costs for Alaska schools.
As a consequence, it's going to fall on local communities.
The legislature's education funding bill is awaiting the governor's signature. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.